I will leave the light on. Tom Walker, Triple M, Jay and Dave for breakfast, 17 away from 7. Michelle, she'll check the traffic for us coming up very soon. As we head for our top today, 30 degrees, 23 around Proserpine right now. Airlie Beach, 24 degrees. We're live thanks to North Jacqueline's biggest sale of the year this Friday, Saturday at Mackay Showground.
Look, time to get rid of the baby, the XR6. She's looking real good after a bit of a buff.
Isn't that always the case, though? You've gone through the process, you've decided you're going to get rid of the car.
Yeah.
When it comes to the day, you're like, I shouldn't get rid of this car.
Yeah, I know.
I should keep two cars. You can't do that.
20 years from now, this will be a collector's item, I reckon.
We want to know what car you regret getting rid of. 13, 27, 10. Tell us about it,
Scott. Hey, Martin, mate, which car did you regret getting rid of?
77 Corvette Stingray.
Ooh. Ooh, they're worth a pretty penny these days.
No, they're not, actually.
Oh, they're not?
No, you can get them in from the States now for under 16 grand. I paid 30, put 60 into it, and only got 30 back for it.
So, how long have you been regretting that decision for?
Since I got rid of it.
Yeah. How long's that been?
About 5 years, 6 years now.
Oh, okay.
Okay, time to get another one. Just ship it over.
No, I'm not allowed to.
You've been summoned not to. Thanks for your call, Marty. 13, 27, 10. What car do you regret getting rid of?
Let's go to Sue. What's the car you regret getting rid of?
Hi, guys. My little Vauxhall Viva that I bought when I joined the Army in around the late 70s. Mm. And I used to drive it up and down the highway from between Sydney and Wagga Wagga.
Right.
Old battered up thing. It used to break down all the time, but I loved it.
But that's just the thing, you know, you get attached to your cars, don't you?
Yeah, you do. I love that little car, and I often think of it now, but obviously moved on.
It's probably in a scrap heap somewhere.
Probably. Oh,
yeah. I know, I don't want to break your heart, but it probably is.
No, it probably is. I did sell it for $600 when I left Oakey.
Oh, see, that even breaks my heart to do that as
yeah.
well. But you know what? Those breakdown situations, it actually is part of the adventure with the car.
Yeah, it is.
Mm. It doesn't Every seem morning. Like it at the time, though. That's
no,
the problem.
It not at the time. You just want to throw it in the bin.
especially when it's raining.
Yeah, exactly right. Thanks for your call this morning, hey?
No worries.
Got one for us, 13, 27, 10.
Judy, which one was yours?
My Percy the Prado.
You called it a Percy?
Percy the Prado, yes.
Okay, oh there's another topic altogether.
Poor Prado. When did you get rid of it?
Oh, because we just, at a certain time, just the things that were going on in our lives, we just had to cut back a bit, and so unfortunately.
Is it more the what was going on in your life at the time, or is it you actually really enjoyed driving the car itself?
Oh, no, I miss it. I could sit in that car and drive it all day long. Mm. It was just so comfortable.
But at the time, you don't realise how much you love it till it's gone.
Oh, I knew, but we had to make a decision, and that, you know, it was at the time, that was the best decision.
Yeah, sometimes the best decisions are the hardest ones.
Yeah,
look. See you later, Percy.
Yes.
Percy. Oh, my God, why are people calling it that? I don't know, but...
Brett's actually sent us a couple of photos of his old car, his retirement fund. If only we had a crystal ball. It was a Tirana, which is... Oh, I wish I had one of those things. A ZC Fairlane, says Peter on Facebook. And Amanda says a 2010 Prado as well.
Prado must have a lot of followers. Let us know on our Facebook page. There's a poll there. What car do you regret getting rid of? 13, 27, 10 is also the phone number. 13 away from 7. An informed and-